Right now it is time for Date Night, a new feature on the Aaron Keck Show in which my favorite person and my husband, Brad Bednar, comes in to talk about cool things that you can see and do and experience on date nights in our community around the Triangle. How are you?
I'm doing good. I feel I should point out that Aaron's favorite person and his husband is the same person.
There's not two of us
yeah, here.
There's one person that takes on two roles. Like a dual role. Casting Eddie Murphy in a movie.
I don't know how I feel about
that. He plays multiple roles.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Same basic principle. How's it going?
Good, yeah. I'm kind of reeling because I don't think anybody's ever compared me to Eddie Murphy before.
It might be the first time, but it won't be the last.
I can guarantee you it's going to be the last
time.
Well,
now it's just a challenge for me to compare you to Eddie Murphy in like some other weird way next week.
Yeah. I mean, we've done this. We've got running bits already.
Why not
call me Eddie Murphy every week and see how that goes?
All right. So today we're talking about Playmakers Repertory Company because they are launching their new main stage season tomorrow with a new adaptation of Richard Wright's novel Native Son. It's going to be a really cool stage performance. Previews begin tomorrow. Opening night is this Saturday. The show runs until September 29th, and that's just one of many great shows that are going to be on the Playmakers stage. So we thought, hey, date night, if you're going to Playmakers on campus, how do you make a night of it downtown?
All right, so I've got an answer.
Okay.
I'm real proud of this. I may have already made these plans.
Ooh.
But before I get into that...
I can just throw my plans out the window,
like,
then.
Let's just talk about, like, how great it is that there's 100 years of, theater on campus, and, like, Playmakers is celebrating that, like, with what looks to be an amazing season.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
Not that, like, the seasons aren't, like, always amazing, but this one in particular, we've got Ragtime coming up, which is
one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Not so much yours.
I will also be there.
Weird, like, lack of overlap when it comes to our favorite musicals, which is interesting.
It is.
We both love Pippin.
Pippin's fantastic.
Are we done? Or is that
Little Shop? And then, like, my little heart gets torn up about things, and then you go, like, in the other direction.
I go in the other direction. Yeah. I like Hamilton. You like Dear Evan Hansen. I like Wicked. I like Rent. You like If Then, which is Rent 2.
Yeah. Right.
That's very weird.
So it's gonna be a great season.
Anyway, Ragtime's happening.
Yeah, Ragtime's happening. Yep. I think right after Ragtime's Everybody, which is like a high concept show about, five people get their roles picked for them, like via lottery right before the show starts. So it's a different time every time you see which is going to be great. They've got the classic, like Julius Caesar's coming by. There's going to be a lot of great shows. So it got me thinking, like, we should celebrate on date night the fact that we have world-class theater right here in Chapel Hill. So we should treat a night out at Playmakers like a date night out in New York.
Okay.
Or another big venue. So, here's my pitch for date night for Playmakers.
Okay.
Starts early, 5:30. Go grab dinner. Get a prefix menu at Elaine's.
Okay.
On Franklin.
All right.
High quality food. They've got the theater menu Tuesday through Saturday.
Yes.
For $35 a person, which is great. So you park downtown. You start out near Elaine's. You walk down to Playmakers. See what's going to be a fantastic show. Then you walk back to your car, and you stop at, like, one of the nice places on Franklin Street to grab a drink after the show. Right now, I'm thinking Refuge.
Which is a good place,
I'm reluctant to share on the air because I feel like it's
We promote Refuge on the air. They sponsor the Civility Award. They sponsor Talk Dating to Me, which is a dating show.
Right.
Like, we're already down that, yeah.
And I say I'm reluctant to do it because I feel like it's kind of the best kept secret
It is the best kept secret.
Because the bar program is absolutely amazing there. And nobody talks about it because I think a lot of people look at it and it's like, oh, it's a bar and a hotel.
Right.
But you stop there.
Which it is.
And
but
it is.
You walk in.
That is
and
a
it's
fact.
It is a bar located in a hotel,
but it's better than just a hotel bar.
Right.
I think it is worthy of going to on its own accord. But you could also go to the Crunkleton, kind of classic,
right across the street.
Fantastic program. Or if you want to go down to Carborough because you parked on the deck, you can go to Belltree. Because we've talked about this in the past. Belltree is amazing, and they've been established for a couple of years now. And also have very smart and good bartenders, but my official date for Playmakers, we may or not be doing this. We're probably doing this.
Totally
Elaine's
fine with this.
Playmakers, probably refuge for an Oceanside afterwards, and then we're home in time to give the cats tuna.
Yes.
And that's my Playmaker's Day.
Which
right
will give them tuna regardless of when we get home. They'll just be like more or
they'll
less
be,
anxious
yes,
about it.
Yes, less right. anxious.
I appreciate just the sheer number of great places to go and eat and also drink on West Franklin Street.
Right.
Because you mentioned Elaine's, we could mention Tallulah's, Lantern, 411 West, just the four that I'm thinking of off the top of my head. There's several other really good places. And places to drink as well, because you've already mentioned Beltry and the Crunkleton and Refuge. Also Lantern, they've got their Red Room in the
little back. Bar, yeah.
West End Wine Bar.
Right.
If you're into wine, but they've got a really good cocktail menu as well. Carolina Brewery, if you're into beer. Like, really, really good places on West Franklin Street. So that's a really good idea. I try to hew a little bit closer to Playmakers itself because I think this is an opportunity to talk about East Franklin Street, east of Columbia.
Because it's not just for college students
because
anymore,
Because it's not
right?
just, well, I mean, it's always been for college students. But
not just for them now.
I think people go to UNC and they really, really love East Franklin Street and they go to all these places and then they stick around the area and then they start to sour on East Franklin Street. Oh, it was so much better when I was in college. Well, when you were in college, all of the places catered to you as a college student. Now you are not a college student, and not many of those places cater to you.
And that's how I felt about it, right? Like, I went to Carolina, and I felt the exact same way. And as I was making my list for this, I was like, oh, there's a lot of great East Franklin places, which I'm sure you're about to name.
I will name
some.
But
I just assumed that I couldn't go to as a college student because I'm either too young or I don't have enough money to go eat at like such iconic places as the ones that Aaron's going to name.
Yes.
But those are the places you and I seek out now when we go to East Franklin, and we want to stay close to campus and reminisce about my bygone youth as a student here at the greatest university in the world.
In which you just make up random stories that are totally fake about the history of you and UNC.
That's irrelevant.
but this is my argument, that East Franklin Street is not in decline. It's not worse than it was. It's just, it caters to college students. So people who are older don't necessarily think of East Franklin Street as a place to go, which is fine. But there are great places to go on East Franklin Street. And I'm going to name two in particular. And I might throw in a third.
All right.
Number one is the iconic Carolina Coffee Shop.
Absolutely. 100%.
Which has an amazing menu for food. What is it, the nuts and berries salad that I always get?
The avocado toast, which I always get. I'm not a hipster, but it's delicious.
You're a little bit of a hipster.
A little bit of a hipster, and I get cheese fries.
That's also true, avocado toast and cheese fries. Yeah, you were in Empire Records. So, so Carolina Coffee Shop, fantastic place to go. Top of the Hill, which is technically on East Franklin Street, right there on the corner of Columbia, but a fantastic place to go and eat and drink. They've got cocktails. They've got great beer. They've got amazing food. We've talked about their late night menu with the flatbread, which is shockingly great pizza.
Yeah. Best pizza on Franklin Street.
On Franklin
Prove
Street.
Me wrong.
And that's Topo is a place that has just figured it out, right? Like they've got, they cater to students, they cater to just people who are going out drinking on a Friday night, they cater to the community at large. It's a nice place to go. You're mingling with everyone. It's a fantastic view of Franklin Street. Like they've put it all together in a really cool
way. And it's an iconic experience that like, He's Not is also an iconic experience, but you grow out of He's Not, but you never grow out of Topo.
Never grow out of Topo,
And
the third one that I'll mention, and I think this is a place to go and just like have a just casual drink after the show, is Imbibe, which is a fun place. And they've got a great like drink menu as well. And that's just a cool place, and the people who are in charge are super cool.
And that's nice too, because that little like side street, like for me, was also kind of an iconic part of my growing up at the university, because I went to Hector's all the time back in the 90s, which is just
before my time, but
there on the side street, and you don't think much about it, occupying the spaces above where Time Out is now. But yeah, there's a lot of great stuff down there on the side streets as well. And you know, like who knew Imbibe was there, like right under Zog's.
Right,
like
under Zog's, yeah. Oh, and Linda's as well,
right,
which is another great place. Yeah.
Cheese fries.
Yeah, always with the cheese fries.
Cheese fries are delicious. I have no argument other than they are tasty.
Awesome. Any other places we you were thinking of several places?
I was thinking Carolina Coffee Shop.
Carolina Coffee Shop.
The other hook
great.
That I had going into this was, you know, talk about places that have been in Chapel Hill and serving the community forever. Carolina Coffee Shop's also been around for such a long time, and the people there are just like genuine, good, caring people.
Yeah.
You know,
the owners all the way down to the people that you just see working there on a given Wednesday or Saturday night.
Yeah. And I love them because that's a place you can be on the first name basis with people.
Yeah, totally.
And it doesn't take a long time for them to treat you like you're a regular and treat you like you're part of the family. So if you're not going to go all the way down to West End, maybe go to Carolina Coffee Shop, get avocado toast and a nuts and berry salad, and tell us who was right.
And if you're really feeling frisky, throw some cheese fries on top.
They're the fanciest cheese fries you'll have.
Especially when there's avocado toast underneath it. Those are some fancy New York cheese fries.
You got to make it a theater experience.
And that is Date Night. Brad Bednar, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.